We've been tracking the situation in Seattle for a while. Unexplained disappearances. Killings.
Someone's creating an army.
An army of vampires. They're coming here.
This thing is an ugly fight. With lives lost, we're in. As long as we get to kill some vampires.
Okay, here's the deal. It's become just as popular for critics and most men to trash the Twilight movies as it has been for teenage girls and creepy twi moms to freak out over them. And while I didn't like the first film at all, I have seen marked improvement coming from Eclipse. This film continues the love triangle of human Bella, vampire Edward, and werewolf Jacob. The bloodthirsty Victoria is amassing an army of newborn vampires to kill Bella, and the good vamps and werewolf tribe must form a truce to protect her. Sure, there's tons of teen angst saturating this film, but at least it's spread throughout rather than giving us a full shot of it at the beginning like the previous one did. The upside is there are some really great scenes with the vampires and werewolves, and the story behind the story is pretty solid. I still can't stand Bella, and Kristen Stewart brings a new level of awful to her acting in this film, but I did enjoy the movie better than the previous two. If you can make it through the angst, it's actually pretty decent. The Twilight Saga Eclipse gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.